Get ready. It's time to tee it up with Keith Jones.
Coming up on today's show, we welcome the wizard behind the curtain, Mark Simon, the event vice president of PGA Golf Exhibitions. We'll talk about the PGA Merchandise Show. So stay tuned and get ready as you tee it up with Keith Jones. Welcome to the show. So glad you'd be along. This hour, we want to delve into what else? The PGA Merchandise Show. It is a mere less than 2 weeks away, and we will talk to the wizard here momentarily. But certainly, we want to bring you as close. We're going to pull back the curtain, okay? We've got the guy, the man behind the curtain. As we like to call him, the wizard of the PGA Merchandise Show, one Mark Simon. Hey, thanks for making time, because I know your time is so valuable. As a matter of fact, we were trying to do the calculations just earlier today on how much this hour is worth to people. It's at least $10,000 worth of Mark's time to do this show with us. And you know, it's well worth it. But you know, but that's it was, unless his rate went up. I don't know if your rate went up or not.
Keith, the time with you is invaluable, and I am so thankful to be on again. And I can't believe a year's gone by. So thank you so much.
My girl Sherry has done a big work right there. Okay, excellent, excellent on that. So but it is crazy, and I know you've been. I'm going to give a little background for people who are familiar with you, but maybe not as thoroughly familiar as we want them to be. But you have been with the PGA Show team since 1999, according to your bio. That is insane to me. And we've been doing, I think the first show we went to was in 99. So it's been, most of a century.
Yeah, you're making me feel old, but yes, that is the case, and I've loved every minute, and I think that's like 27 years, which I can't believe I'm saying that, but yeah, amazing, but I love it.
Yeah, exactly. So right off the top, big news this week, we want to make sure we talk about it, because we would be remiss if we didn't, and that is Derek Sprague, the CEO of the PGA of America, stepping down from the position. Obviously, the PGA of America started the show, and Reed came in and orchestrated and worked together. And still does. What kind of impact does that have on the show, and to what degree?
Well, again, our partnership with the PGA of America has never been stronger, from leadership all the way down to grassroots level and those that we're having calls with every day. The show's always been about the members, and the 30,000 members strong. They're the heart of the PGA show. Leadership fully supports the event. And I don't think, the partnerships, I don't think it's never been better than it is today. Derek, I know personally, this, the upstate New York roots, right? That's always come together. Back in the day when he was at Malone Country Club, he actually had a Hamilton College hockey player as one of his assistants. And I've known Derek for many, many, many years. And he made the decision based on what's going on with his family. He's a great show supporter, great PGA professional, and a great leader. And we wish him the best. But again, going into the show's not about the leadership, really. It's about the members and about the profession and growing the golf business. And we're excited probably for, I think, what could be one of the best shows ever coming up.
Yeah, we certainly will talk about all that, especially the size, the enormity of the show as it's gone. But I did want to, as I mentioned, I was going to talk more about you, and you've been involved with the game of golf almost your entire life. But you were an All-American outstanding player at Hamilton College in upstate New York. So a little bit about the game getting into it, and then now you've progressed, and as I call you, the man behind the curtain, because you certainly, even though you'll say it's about the team, I have a great team, and the team, that you have progressed through the ranks at Reed and the precursor to Reed, and kudos to you, because you're still going strong, which is amazing to me.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I'll say to that, I don't really, definitely not about me. We have an amazing team, and the industry is amazing. I did, my parents, I was fortunate. They probably put a golf club in my crib. So I kind of grew up playing a lot of golf. I worked at a golf course, through high school and college, obviously played quite a bit, but have been in the business of golf for such a long time. I'm so passionate. There's so many great people, as in this industry, and to be a part of helping this game grow and to be a part of an event as great as the PGA show, Like, I'm literally living the dream, although in January and December, with how crazy it is and how much there is to leading up to the show, maybe it's not quite the dream, but, you know, when you're there and you're feeling it and you're soaking it in, what an amazing, I'm so thankful and grateful every day to be a part of the PGA show.
See, this,
sure.
This is why we love having Mark on the show, because he tells it like it is, and that's exactly right. The angst and all the buildup and stuff, you know, when those doors fly open, then it's like, the bit of first relief, and then the waves hit and everything else. You know, the euphoria can't last very long over a few days. However, it's pretty good when it happens.
It's amazing. And, you know, Keith, from just, you know, more so than ever, the face-to-face contact, people getting back together, the networking, the experiences, running into that pro that, you know, you knew 10 years ago walking down the aisle. And I love those kind of chance encounters when you're walking down the aisle and you run into somebody in the industry from 15 years ago. That's kind of the magic of the show, and kind of just all of the hands-on and just being there and feeling it and living it. It is super exciting, and I will be brutally honest right now. It's not very fun planning for it because we got so much going on. But, you know, again, when those doors open, I think the industry will be very, very pleased with all of the excitement, all the business that's going to be done, and kind of everything that's going on at the show this year, for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, which is why we're having Mark on the show. And you bring up a very valid point, because a handful of years ago or so, we looked at it and it's like, you know, there's a cost to doing business and going down there and staying and everything else. You know, is it worth it? And you step back and say, you know what, it's just what you just said about seeing that person that you hadn't seen in so many years. And, you know, for us, we've had a lot of guests on we haven't ever seen face to face. A lot of times we'll do that. We'll meet new people. Obviously, guys like you, you know, have been around the game and the show for a long time, you know, mean a lot to us as well. So, you know, it's certainly worth it. If nothing else, it's kind of a old home week, if you will.
Yes, a big reunion where a lot of business gets done, where there's a lot of stuff happening, for sure. That's part of the magic of the show, right? Nothing beats being together in person, seeing, touching, and feeling product. And like we just said, running into that colleague you might not have seen in a few years and being able to catch up with them either on the show floor or after hours. It's just a great experience, a great week down in Orlando. We really can't wait to get down there.
Yeah, so what is the show like this year? I've been hearing things about so many vendors and so many exhibitors and on and on.
Yeah, well, as you know, last year was the largest show in 15 years, and this year's show is even bigger and better. I mean, we're over, I think it's 1,170 exhibiting brands plus. That we use 1 million square feet overall in total space in the convention center, but the exhibit space is up 10% versus last year, and there's just so much excitement in the industry. Right now, there's so many new things happening. Besides the larger size of the show, you're going to see kind of a lot of new activations and just things going on at the event as well. And that's kind of our challenge is, you know, we can't do the same show every year, right? We got to evolve. We got to make it an experience. And we need to drive, you know, the business connections and help people be better professionals when they leave the show than when they came. And there's going to be a lot for them to see this year, for sure. So super excited.
All right, Mark, so where are you putting everybody?
Yeah, I mean, we're literally using probably every available space that we have in the convention center. You remember, Keith, back in the days, we had some exhibit spaces out in the lobbyway. We're doing that in a very controlled way, so it's easy, you know, easy for people to navigate. But yeah, we're literally from one end to the other. You're going to be very pleasantly surprised by what you see. Pretty much a full convention center.
Oh, okay. That's the road you were going down. It was like, I'm always surprised by what I see, but you guys keep pulling it off and keep pulling bigger rabbits out of the hats.
Absolutely. And we, you know, there's so many, you know, the growth in, you know, racket sports, you know, we're going to talk about that later. I'm sure fitness, health and wellness and longevity. We have a new section, a new co-located event called Functional Fabric Fair, which is going to be even make it more convenient for our apparel brands to see the latest in materials and textiles. There's just so much cool stuff that really makes it invaluable for anybody in the business to be there, and an event that you can't miss. So just super, super excited to see the variety of brands, the exhibits, the displays, the special events, the education, the networking, the experiences. Really, I think people are going to be really, really happy and pleased when they get there.
So why are so many people still interested in getting involved in the industry? And I say that because a lot of people, this goes back to Rudy Slucker days with Tommy Armour when he bought that company and thought he was going to play more golf. He played less, as the great Barney Adams has told me numerous times over the years. I know it's the allure and everything else, but you know, when you get down to it, it's a business you have to run.
Yeah, I mean, but I think we've seen this trend. Golf is becoming, I think since COVID, it's become cool. It's become fun. There's so many more ways to get involved between kind of the indoor entertainment segment that we talked about, the Top Golfs of the world, the Five Iron Golfs. It's more accessible. It's more diverse. There's a younger, I think among the younger audience, and I don't want to define how I'm going to define younger, but let's say even my kids, it's really cool. And there's so many athletes and celebrities and influencers and musicians and those that are really into golf. I think that's really, really helping. And there is a buzz and there is an excitement, and it's outdoors and it's exercise and it's networking. And there's just so many great things about the game. I think that's driving that growth, combined with kind of the intersection of some of the other things we talked about previously, racket sports and golf, fitness and golf, apparel and lifestyle. And, the trends, I think, are all aligning in a really positive way for the growth of the game, which, the show is a reflection of what's going on in the industry. And I think that growth kind of reflects kind of the place that golf is in right now, which is really positive.
Yeah, well, you hit on a number of good points, but the one specific one is the growth of the game, which we've been looking for years and years and decades. So professional golf, watching it and everything else, not people aren't that enamored anymore. However, getting out there and actually being involved with the game and hitting a little white ball around and doing things like that, you can do it with the family. I know you have some striving youngsters in your household that, are not bad at doing that, especially since dad was an All-American in college. So you got that lineage that way. But it's made a big difference the way people are looking at the game. It's not the stodginess as much anymore. It's not the buttoned-up stuff. It gets a little bit...
It's the welcoming. It's the inviting. It's the music being played on the course. It's wearing jeans or shorts. Like, all of those things appeals to Gen Z and Gen X and Gen Y, the younger generation, and it's cool and it's accessible and it's much easier to get involved. And there's shorter formats and there's different formats, right? And even on the tour level, you're seeing the TGL now, which it's just a different format, a different way to engage and to experience golf. And again, there's great personalities on the LPGA and the PGA Tour and around the world, so that definitely helps. But again, the viewership is not necessarily so much important. It's more the playability, the accessibility, and the growth. And it's there, and it's cool, and it's fun. And there's a true buzz, I think, around golf right now, which is really exciting.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. We're talking to Mark Simon, EVP of PGA Golf Exhibitions, also known as Rex or RX in there. Or, not sure. Your business card changes every once in a while, but, he's still the man behind the curtain. That's the important part right there. But he's with us this hour. We got lots to talk about the show and such. But just before we go to the break, that one thing about the resurgence, if you will, and I think that really it's more than a resurgence. I think it's a brand new thing that's happening as far as playability and people getting involved with the game.
Yeah, and I think social media and kind of the whole influencer piece, definitely plays into that. I think when you have, Caitlin Clark's a great example, right? Like, super popular and on the women's basketball side, but a huge golfer and so much following on the social media side. So when you start to have those athletes and celebrities, the Mannings and Brady and the usual, but, across all actors, actresses, musicians, and that, and making golf, really retelling the story, showing that it's fun, like, that really helps a lot. And I think there's just a confluence of a lot of those factors happening, which is really driving this explosive growth in the game, which, again, the show is reflective of, and the business of golf, as is huge right now. And the show really kicks off the season in a really, really positive, important way for the industry.
Absolutely. With Mark Simon, we'll be back. We are back and fortunate to be spending time with Mark Simon. He is the EVP. No, that's not Executive Vice President. That's apparently Event Vice President of PGA Golf Exhibitions. I guess, is that formally read? I don't know. It's irrelevant from the standpoint of this guy has a great team that puts together a great show for the industry. And, you know, business card aside, Mark, I know you're proud of what you have personally accomplished and what your team accomplishes. And to grow in that realm with that company to where you are now is pretty impressive.
I like how you say it, Keith, the maestro or the man behind the curtain. That's much better. I'll take that. And again, the team really that we have is amazing. So passionate about golf. They work so hard, our associates of the PGA of America. And again, that passion for the show is reflected in the show. And, you know, when you walk through those doors, you know, less than two weeks, I can't believe I'm saying that either, you'll see it. And it's on display. And I think that passion is reflected in the audience that comes to the show, the PGA professionals, you know, all of the people in the industry, the media members like yourself just care so deeply about this game. And that's why it's so fun to be a part of that and to be there and to feel that passion and energy and excitement.
Well, it is, you know, part of that because like the relationships like this that I personally have with you, but, you know, with being able to have those things, the golf industry in general is very personal and it's a very, very heavily relationship based, which is why you've been so successful, because you have to develop a relationship with exhibitors and such, and then be able to say, okay, that will be this much on a check payable to us.
Yeah. I mean, I think the golf industry, you hit the nail on the head. It's all about relationships. And again, you know, we're in the business of building your business, right? Helping exhibitors, helping PGA professionals grow their business. You know, that's our Reed Exhibition slogan. But again, PGA show, golf, it's so relationship driven. And that's why we're fortunate to have a team that's really skilled in that as well. And I think when you develop and build those long-term relationships, I think, you know, then the results are really, really positive. And we have such loyal brands and such, you know, there's so many exhibitors. I mean, 1,170 exhibitors. I just need to take a day and just walk the show floor. I don't get to do that as much anymore where I can just walk and just talk to everybody. So I got to get back. I just got to take a day and just go aisle to aisle and just see everything that's on the show floor. I might not have time to do that this year. It's crazy.
No, I have a sure shot scope watch that's clocking my steps. I'm wearing it this year for the show just to see how insane it gets, because I know the number is going to be outrageous, and I wish I hadn't done that, but that's just back and forth, and that's what kind of what I've done a lot over the years. We go down and we set up meetings and things like that, which are important because you need to get a designated portion of somebody's time. So that's important that way. But when you get there, and it's kind of, we've kind of done fewer and fewer of those because you're always running into somebody and you always get distracted or you always get rerouted or that's why you can't personally really walk the show, because everybody's going to stop you.
Yeah. I mean, I do go, like, that is probably, I really probably enjoy that the most, is actually getting out there in the aisles. And I'm out there a lot. Like, I'm out there in the aisles during the show, but it is true. You really have to plan your meetings and then know the quick ways to navigate one end of the show floor to the other. It is a lot of walking. And then you do, which again, are those beautiful moments where you run into somebody that you haven't seen. But then again, that takes X amount of time. So you really do have to manage your time. There's a lot to see and do. And, you know, luckily our PGA Show website, pgashow.com, has a lot of that information that can help you pre-plan for the event, for sure.
Yeah, that's a nice website, for those who can't go to the show. And obviously it's an industry-only show. So, but I've said over the years, many years, if I took five listeners to the show and as soon as they walked through the front doors, probably three or four of them would fall over, just faint out of being overwhelmed, because it's just that massive.
Yeah, I don't think that's an exaggeration.
No.
I think you're right.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. So says Mark Simon. See, he knows what he's talking about. I tend to exaggerate slightly, but not in that case, because you have to really... Yeah, you have to see it to believe it. It is one of those things. So that's part of why we have Mark on the show, because he can help us describe to you what is there that you can't see, but you'll be able to see on the back end because new products coming out and new apparel as well. So soft goods, hard goods, it's just an unbelievable thing. But so is this opportunity to spend some time with the man behind the curtain. That is Mark Simon, the EVP, that's Event Vice President, for those playing along at home, of PGA Golf Exhibitions. We'll be back, start the second half hour of the show after this break with Mark.
Hi, this is John O'Hurley reminding you you're listening to Tee It Up with Keith Jones. I haven't been this excited since I discovered I couldn't lick my elbow.
The Dalai Lama. If I'm on a first tee with him, I give him the driver. He hauls off and whacks one. Big hitter.
The Lama.
Long. Into a 10,000 foot crevice right at the base of this glacier. You know what the Lama says? Gunga Galunga. Gunga Gunga Galunga.
We are already into the second half hour of the show, spending it with Mark Simon, the EVP of PGA Golf Exhibitions. I guess I have that new business card correct. I have to defer to you, oh, great one, wizard, the man behind the curtain. So
it sounds good to me. Titles are important. You know that.
I do. That's what,
I've been all levels, and we still do the work of all levels. Like, you know, well, like,
And I don't know how you do it. Now, I do know some of your long-standing people on your team, and I'm always proud to say that I know them. But how you keep people engaged, for as hard as these poor people work, not that you're not working yourself, it is amazing to me. I don't know what you have these great rah-rah meetings. You taint the Kool-Aid. What do you do there?
I think it's a combination of a couple things. I mean, it's finding really great people, right, who are passionate, who care about others, right, who listen well. And I think, you know, we're really, and I said it before, we're in the business of building businesses, right? And when you're helping people, whether it's, you know, a mom and pop golf shop or an exhibiting brand or a media member like yourself or an influencer, when you're helping somebody to grow and to learn and to build their business, that's like the culture that we want. Like people who are of a service culture and who want to help others and are passionate about what they do. And I really feel like we have a really strong, obviously, you know, Sherry, we have a strong team though that's been either involved, you know, in golf for a very long time or live events. And, you know, just helping people and helping others and helping to build businesses and being part of an event like this that kicks off the golf season in such an important way, that's a great feeling. And, you know, that I think kind of gets us through the tough times. You know, we of course have fun. We try to de-stress. We have a really good work-life balance. Like I think when you factor in all of those things together, you know, you have a motivated team that wants to do this for the industry and for PGA professionals. And, you know, I think, you know, the proof is in the pudding. I think you're going to see it in a couple of weeks, and it's going to be an amazing event to help people grow their business, learn, network, experience, and become better for having attended the show.
In your experience, Mark, who's the most appreciative of the people that you deal with? Is it media? Is it the portion of the exhibitors? Who is most appreciative of what it is that you and your team do?
And again, this is a terrible answer. I don't want to say everybody, but the majority of people in the golf industry are such kind and appreciative people. I would say you really find appreciative, I mean, almost everybody across all those segments. I think sometimes maybe the most gratifying might be when you have that small 10 by 10 exhibit that's exhibiting for the first time and they see people that are very interested in their product and they have a successful show or they write orders and they like seeing kind of a hot product take off from like a small upstart 10 by 10. That's pretty fun. And I think maybe overall, because they poured their heart and soul into that small business and this could be their, you know, their chance to be recognized in the industry and to be seen. That's a pretty cool feeling, and I think sometimes maybe the most overwhelming responses comes from brands like that. But I've seen it across the board at all levels, media, PGA professionals, buyers, exhibitors, So yeah, I think we're lucky to be in this industry, and there's so many great people, and they are truly appreciative, and they know the work that goes into putting on an event like this, or they at least have some idea.
Well, especially if they're exhibiting for the first time, yeah, there's a little break-in time there for them to realize what the heck is going on, and we have conversations with them. But, you know, the thing about you, and you were talking about getting around on the floor and such, because I always thought that it was kind of stayed in the office, and not you, but just in general, you know, your precursor or whoever else, you know. But then all of a sudden I see this guy walking on the floor, and I understand why you can't really walk on the floor, because everybody knows who you are, so they're going to stop you, and they always have input for you as you stop by the booth. You know, I ask, I'll do a little temperature of the room, how's the show going for you, what's going on, and you know, you hear the good things, and you hear, you know, sometimes the few of the, you know, grumblings, but you know, they're certainly upfront about all that. So for you, if you get caught in the wrong corner, I understand why you walk fast.
It could happen, but sometimes you're in offices and you're in meetings and you're in the media center. You've been there many times, and you're good. But I do move around a lot. I like to experience everything that's going on and kind of all areas of the show, the events that are happening. That's how you kind of get the energy, get the pulse for what's going on, and you do have those conversations. And again, we build a successful show based on feedback and based on conversations with customers. So there's no replacing that. I do like to get out there and make sure I'm not just bottled up in meetings in an office. That's definitely not happening show week for sure.
Yeah. So is it the feedback, the positive feedback? What gives you the most gratification from a show, either during the show and especially after the show is over?
Yeah, I mean, definitely getting the feedback after the show, where people say, oh my gosh, that was such an amazing, an amazing event. I'm coming back next year. They're already making plans to go back next year. But I think it's on site when when you're talking to people and you're seeing them in the aisles, and when you actually watch the interactions that are happening and see the hugs and the handshakes after meetings, kind of seeing those reactions, that's definitely the coolest, seeing it in person for sure, 100%. That's part of the reason why I like walking around, on the show floor, is you see literally business happening. You see people rekindling relationships. You see the love they have for the game, and you feel the passion, and that is energizing for sure.
Yeah, it certainly gives a satisfaction, especially on the spot, to see that kind of without seeking it out, right? So that's a very big positive.
Absolutely, and you see so much of that on the show floor. So it is. That's why I like getting out there and walking around and seeing the energy and seeing the product and seeing the interactions and the meetings that are happening. Because that's kind of the life of the show, and it's just so cool to be a part of and to see.
We're talking to Mark Simon, the executive vice president. Well, it's event vice president, really, but he's about as top-notch executive as you're going to get. PGA Golf Exhibitions, ready for the PGA Merchandise Show. Yes, we said it, so it must be true now. We were anticipating. It is crazy, like Mark said, less than 2 weeks away for that extravaganza. Every year, you try to change the show to make it better, tweak it here, whatever. Now, Third Eye Blind was the band that played last year at the show to rave reviews, and they actually, you must have helped them re-kickstart their career again, because I saw them at halftime. I think we were in Miami playing for halftime of NFL game. So there you go, from that standpoint.
I think it was at the college football championship, one of those games, I believe. It was definitely Miami.
Yeah, I just happened to see, I saw him, and I'm like, wait, there those guys are again. So, from that standpoint. But you have a musical act coming back, this year the music is coming back. And I know that's become super important to the whole workings and such. But how do you elevate? How are you continue to try to do that, and you continue to succeed when you're trying to do that? But at what point can you not reach and achieve anything higher?
Yeah, I mean, again, the last two concerts were tremendous. The PGA Show Winter Jam, as we call it. We wanted to go back, and again, Third Eye Blind put on a very energizing performance. We wanted to go back to the golf roots, kind of like Jake Owen, a very passionate golfer, and Dustin Lynch definitely fits that mold. You know how country is so big in golf right now, and he grew up kind of in the, working in the golf course and played college golf as well. Down in Nashville there. He was just featured on the show The Road. I don't know if you've watched that, but he's performed in a lot of golf-specific places and other non-golf-specific places has a great following right now. We are confident he's going to put on an amazing show. We're really happy to have him. And that whole section of the show around the concert, the apparel section, the retreat, it's just had explosive growth, and we think people are going to be really pleased with what they see with the concert this year.
So in answer to your question, yes, I do watch The Road. It's Blake Shelton and Keith. Oh, look at that. Keith Urban doing that. But it's produced by Taylor Sheridan. Now, that's his name reversed, but Taylor Sheridan. There's nothing that guy touches that isn't platinum. I mean, every show from Tulsa King down the line, Yellowstone, et cetera, it is amazing the television that he puts together, program after program. Mayor Kingstown, it goes on, and the people involved, tremendous stuff and tremendous casting. So, yeah, I actually don't usually call myself a fan of certain things, but I definitely am a fan of that guy, Taylor Sheridan, and the shows that he does.
Yeah, I love it. And we feel it's a great way for people to, you know, it's the last night of the show. You know, the show does continue on that Friday, but it's just a great opportunity for people after a long week to unwind, to have some fun. It continues that networking, right? And then I think it's even more special to have a performer who is really passionate about golf. So super excited to have Dustin, and we think the PGA Show Winter Jam is going to be a huge hit this year.
Yeah, I would think so, and it's interesting you say he's been playing golf for a lot of his life, because we found that on this show over the years, whether it's Darius Rucker or Alice Cooper or Charles Barkley or whoever it would be that would come on and talk. I mean, they don't have to be involved with in the industry, but they certainly love the game of golf, and it's always great to talk with those guys about that, because the passion comes through. And that's a word that gets overused a lot of times, but the one that you keep coming back to when you talk about this great game of ours, and there's just a lot of passion. It goes in different directions because there's so much varied opportunity in the golf industry, but the passion, it comes through, no question.
100%. Couldn't agree with you more.
So you talk about the Winter Jam, which is a great thing. People keep telling me, coming to me and saying, what is this pickleball thing? What is this racket club? How did this get into a golf show? And I said, you know what? It seeped in. This pickleball, who knew that was happening? That's like New England winning the NFC East, you know, so these days. It just doesn't happen. So the pickleball explosion, you know, involved with the game of the golf, and that's obviously taken up a portion of the PGA merchandise show.
Yeah, I think, you know, part of what we do is, again, in talking to customers, you know, listening to trends, right? So, you know, the fitness, health and wellness and longevity trend is one that we've identified, you know, many, many years ago, and that section has grown at the show. You know, our timing was you know, really good the last couple of years. We've rebranded and continued to grow that section. It's now called Racket Sports at the PGA Show. Because, again, it's not just pickleball. It's padel, it's tennis. And those sports are experiencing explosive growth, especially pickleball, but padel as well. And then so many clubs are incorporating. That's really why it's important at a golf show. You know, the intersection of golf and racket sports is really big right now. Like, you're going to see at so many country clubs the integration and new facilities that allow for pickleball, allow for I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. I think it's paddle, actually, or it could be either. But tennis, and that's great because again, how do you attract and retain your membership, right? You offer more, and whether it's a, you know, top-notch fitness facility, whether it's racket sports opportunities, it's more time for a member to spend at the club and to spend time with their family. And, you know, the section this year has new branding. It's doubled in size, and we have two pickleball courts on the show floor. We have a celebrity event in the evening that has some really high-level names. Coming in, so I think it's going to really just be a great learning opportunity for those in the industry, and it's a great showcase for everything that's going on in racket sports.
They don't let me play pickleball anymore because apparently it is a legal move to hit the ball at someone, and I guess I did that one too many times, and they say you're not invited to play with us anymore. So that's, you know, it's good for aggression, but you know, people don't like bruises and stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, check it out. You can. Literally, we'll have some open time there, and then we have that celebrity pickleball event on Wednesday evening. We have the fashion show that night as well, and we have some good athletes coming in. You know, JD Martinez, Calvin Johnson, Eric Decker. think Bob Bryant, who was one of the top doubles teams in tennis all time. The founding family of pickleball, Frank Pritchard, is going to be there doing a presentation. So there's a lot of cool stuff happening in that section that just adds to the buzz and energy of PGA Show Week, for sure.
All right, Mark, let's turn to one of my favorite things that our friend Sherry likes to push, and that's the fashion show or the apparel. How many more women's apparel companies can there be? I need to know.
I'm not going to answer that question, but if you look at the growth of the apparel section, I mean, we have a lot more companies this year than previous years. And again, there's so many innovative brands and so many new and up-and-coming brands that are exhibiting. I think that's, you know, we talked about it earlier in the show, lifestyle and comfort, and the apparel section is definitely a reflection of that. From the leading, you know, we have all the leading brands, you know, the Holderness and Bourne, Alvin, Head, Under Armour, Johnny O, great. I mean, I could just, you know, there's hundreds of apparel companies and just so many new brands and so much new gear that, again, the technology and apparel, we talked about this last year, I think, the breathability, sustainability, there's just so much out there, and it's such a good time, again, in terms of the buying cycles, that the pros and the merchandisers and the buyers coming in can just see all of this under one roof, so valuable for them.
Yeah, but again, I go back... I understand people want to be involved in the golf industry, but you know, it's like the rangefinder, right? So the pie is this big. Bushnell has about 80-85% of that, so that's 15% amongst the 150 other rangefinder companies from that standpoint. The women's apparel pie is going to be about the same size, right? So you can only carve it up so many ways. Is it just that the need or the want or the money is so good in that realm that people say, I can do this. I can
well, I
find my little sliver.
There are, I mean, women's golf is one of the fastest growing segments. So there are more players coming in, right? And there's more younger players in coming in. So that offers the opportunity for new brands, different styles, different functionality. And then the people who are currently playing are playing more. So when you have those two factors combined, that's why you're going to see that many more brands coming to the table and new lines from existing brands. There's a lot of innovation, a lot of cool styles. You'll see some of it on display in the fashion show like you talked about. But if you walk that section, it's a huge section this year, and there's really cool product for sure.
We're watching some. But I have a couple of young ladies that work on this show because you got to talk about the female segment of it, because while we've covered it over the years, it is one of the most explosive segments in the industry, and some people are finally getting on board with that, besides the apparel manufacturers. I mean, just in general, companies like Northwestern, who have come back and are making clubs for women as well, and, you know, specific women's clubs versus men's clubs that, you know, you painted a different color. One of those things that the industry has done so much over the years.
Yeah, it's really refreshing to see. So I think you're going to see a lot of that. That's definitely a theme coming into this year's show for sure.
All right, but we've got one more segment with Mark Simon, the event vice president of PGA Golf Exhibitions, the man behind the curtain, the wizard, he and his team putting on the big show in Orlando. We were so pleased to, we're going back again. What the heck? It wouldn't be a week. It wouldn't be a party, or it wouldn't be if we weren't there. So We will be there. We're going to stay at the Rosen. I'm not going to tell you which one because Mr. Rosen owns a lot of hotels. But nonetheless, we will look forward to walking to the show and then walking at the show. Well, we'll see. I don't know. My watch will tell me what's going on. But we'll be back to wrap the show with Mark Simon after this final break.
All right, this is Trey Cool from Green Day, and we're teeing it up with Keith Jones like we always do. It's a habit we can't stop.
We're back for the final segment of the show. It's been a pleasure to spend time with Mark Simon. He's a busy man. It's very, very valuable. Actually, he said there's no money you could put on this hour doing this with yours truly, so I appreciate that. He is a. You can see why he sells so many tickets to whatever event it is he's selling, because the guy's pretty darn good. We talked a little bit earlier in the show about what makes you the happiest or what's most pleasing to you, either during the show or at the conclusion of the show. But what is it that keeps you going? You talked about your people, but what about you, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, me personally, I think it's kind of a lot of what we talked about previously. It's being able to be a very small part of helping to grow this great industry. I met so many good people through the years. Golf has played such a large part of my life. Met some of the best people that I know. Many of my friends, closest friends, and again, family are so passionate and into golf. I think being able to be a very small part of an event that is such an important conduit to grow the game and to kick off the year in a really big way and to impact people's lives and to help grow their business. I think honestly being able to be a part of that is definitely super gratifying, definitely keeps me going. And then seeing how hard our team works and how passionate they are truly amazing. Like, I'm amazed by them every day and I'm so thankful for the team. To see their hard work pay off and come to fruition is really, truly gratifying. And then being able to sleep for a week after the show also keeps me going, looking forward to that. So that's an honest answer for you, too.
No, but there would be nothing else coming from you, Simon. What do you, I mean, you know, that's in a nutshell. You see, it doesn't get any realer than that, you know. And it's just, that's the way that is, the honesty that abounds and stuff. And then that's when you know you've orchestrated a great event. When it comes to an end and there's silence, there's nobody complaining, there's no aftermarket anything, and you sit there saying, ah, job well done, and we've accomplished it and such. But when that show is over and you've slept for a week, the big dartboard comes out and you say, what? Okay, everybody grab their darts and throw that. How are we going to elevate this again? You guys don't take enough time off. It's like right back at it.
I mean, that is true. I mean, we're already thinking about, I mean, we put together, obviously, you know, a 1 year, but it's really more a 2 to 3 year and a 3 to 5 year plan for the show. And we're always trying to, again, based on customer conversations and customer feedback, what's next? What's the next trend? How do we make the show better the next year? And how do we do better and do more for our customers? And if we kind of have that lens and that goal in mind, that again, once you recharge, once you rest, once you spend time with family, because again, family puts up with a lot in these last couple months and weeks, and then you're away. After you kind of get through that, we're already thinking about the 27 show, 28 and beyond. And again, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves here, because we're only 2 weeks away from this one, but we're always thinking long term and how can we do better for the industry, for sure.
That's awesome. And don't forget, Frisco's in there as well, so along the way. So there's that bump in the road as well. So just because you're talking about over a million square feet of real estate, it's like a mall. So who are the anchor stores for this mall this year?
Yeah, I mean, again, down on, just to give your viewers, or listeners a sense, down on as you walk into the convention center, down on one end, as you go over to the left into the range, into kind of the equipment section, it's all those companies that we're very familiar with, the Callaways, the Titleist, the Pings, the Mizunos, the Strixon Clevelands, Bridgestone, Cobra, PXG, and more, like the equipment section. That's kind of one end, kind of those big equipment anchors. As you kind of work your way through the middle section of the show, you kind of have kind of everything else in golf. And again, maybe we'll have to talk about this, or you'll see this at the show, but the simulator section and the technology this year is absolutely incredible. The golf carts. And again, that's a whole nother trend that we didn't even touch on. Individuals buying golf carts, like the golf cart section is incredible as well. And then down to the other end, we touched on it a little bit, but the concert and the apparel section and all those big apparel brands, the Ralph Lauren's, the Under Armour's, the Adidas's, the Holderness and Bourne's, the Grayson's, the Dunning's, all those big names, Nike. I mean, Nike's actually got an equipment, but again, the big apparel brands that really anchor that other end of the floor, and it's just a totally different look and feel, and again, hundreds of amazing apparel brands and really innovative fabrics. And again, if you can make your way from one end to the other, you can see the full gamut of the golf industry in one shot.
Awesome. So when Rumpelstiltskin wakes up from his week-long nap, maybe we'll get him on the schedule to come back and talk about just golf carts, because we can. But Mark, it's been great to have you on as always. Mark Simon, the EVP, Event Vice President for PGA Golf Exhibitions. Hey, he's just the man behind the curtain. He is the wizard indeed. But we're just out of time. Get out there and practice your game. Enjoy the game. Practice, practice. Take your game to the next level. And we will talk to you next week. Take care.